So before we get into a couple of cases, Thanos, can you talk a little bit about the diagnostic criteria to make the diagnosis of Waldenström's?
Yeah, the diagnosis is pretty straightforward. It starts by the identification of a monoclonal protein in the serum. By the use of immunofixation shows that it is IgM kappa more often, less often IgM lambda. And of course, in order to diagnose the disease, you need a bone marrow infiltration by a variety of cells rating, ranging from lymphocytes to lymphoplasmacytic cells to plasma cells. And these days, the detection of MYD88 mutation is very supportive of the diagnosis of Waldenström's. But as we mentioned, there are unusual cases that we may have MYD88 wild type. On top of this, there are extranodal involvement by means of splenomegaly in about 20% of patients, and more frequent lymphadenopathy, usually a small size enlargement of lymph nodes in the abdomen or the chest. And as Steve mentioned before, there are a variety of symptoms and signs that are indicators that the patient may need or may not need treatment.